All right, so we're diving deep today, folks.
Deep dive time.
Into, something pretty crucial in the business world these days.
Yeah, absolutely.
Predictive analytics. But we're focusing on specifically how it's changing the game for labor planning.
Right.
And we're zeroing in on California, right?
Yep.
The Golden State.
Dynamic state.
That's the heart of the matter today. We've got this this excerpt here, why predictive analytics is reshaping CA labor planning.
Mm-hmm.
Lot to unpack there. And the whole idea is, imagine knowing what your workforce needs, like, before you need them.
Yeah.
That's the power we're talking about. And it's especially important, wouldn't you say, in California?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, California, it's such a diverse business landscape, right?
Exactly.
Things are always changing. I mean, you've got Silicon Valley, you've got Hollywood.
Agriculture.
Huge agricultural industry. Yeah, it's a fast-paced environment.
So let's break it down a bit. For anyone who might not be totally familiar, when we talk about predictive analytics, what are we really talking about?
Okay, so at its core, it's about using data, right? But it's not just about looking at what happened in the past.
Right.
It's about using that data to forecast, to project future trends.
Okay.
In this case, we're talking about labor needs.
So how does that actually play out for businesses in California? Like, give us some concrete examples.
Sure. So think about optimizing staffing levels. You know, instead of reacting to a sudden surge in demand,
right,
you can use predictive analytics to anticipate it and make sure you have the right number of people with the right skill ready to go.
Makes sense.
Or imagine identifying skills gaps.
Oh, yeah.
Before they even become a problem.
Right.
You can proactively start training programs, adjust your hiring strategies.
And then, of course, there's the whole issue of labor costs. I mean, California, it's no secret. It's not
the cheapest place to do business.
Exactly.
Yeah. So predictive analytics can really help businesses manage those costs more effectively.
You touched on this earlier about, you know, California is just this dynamic business landscape, mm-hmm. always in flux. How does predictive analytics help companies, I guess, stay ahead of the curve, right?
Yeah. So it's all about anticipating disruptions. Think about it. You know, technology is always evolving, right?
Right.
So that means skill requirements are constantly changing.
Yeah.
Consumer behavior, too. That can impact demand in unexpected ways. And then, of course, you've got regulatory changes, especially in California.
Oh, always.
Always something new to keep up with.
Always.
Yeah.
So predictive analytics can help companies kind of see around those corners, so to speak.
Exactly. And I think the excerpt actually had a really good example of this. It talked about how a tech company, let's say in Silicon Valley, could use predictive analytics to see how the rise of virtual reality, for example,
oh, interesting,
might impact the demand for certain types of software developers.
Yeah.
And then they could start, you know, training programs for their current employees, or they could adjust their hiring practices to make sure they're bringing in the right talent.
So it's not just about knowing, oh, we're going to need more employees. It's about knowing what kind of employees with what specific skills.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
And I mean, you can apply that to other industries too. You know, in entertainment, a studio could use this to anticipate the need for, say, 3D modelers who specialize in a particular type of animation based on, you know, what projects are in the pipeline and what the trends are.
We've focused a lot on the employer side of things.
Mm-hmm.
What about the employees themselves? How does this benefit them?
Well, you know, if your skills are constantly being updated to meet future demand,
right,
you become a more valuable asset to the company.
Makes sense.
So that means that translates into increased job security.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, as companies identify these emerging skills and invest in training their workforce, that opens up all sorts of career development opportunities.
Yeah. You can kind of see where the future's heading and get yourself ready for it.
Exactly.
So it really does seem like predictive analytics has this potential to be like a win-win, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Benefits for both employers and employees. But any caveats, anything our listeners should keep in mind?
I think the big thing is it's a tool,
yeah,
right? It's only as good as the people using it.
Mm-hmm.
So the key is responsible implementation.
Right.
It's about using the insights gained from this data to make informed decisions that benefit both the business and its workforce. You know, there are things to consider like data privacy, potential bias in the algorithms. We have to be mindful of those things.
So it's powerful, but it has to be used ethically.
Absolutely.
Okay. I think that's a great point to wrap up on. So for our listeners out there, think about it. If you were leading a business in California,
mm-hmm.
how would you use these insights?
Yeah.
And what ethical considerations would be top of mind for you? Something to ponder. We'll see you next time for another deep dive.
See you then.